so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. It's a phrase we may hear a lot, but that makes it all the more perplexing when people say, "I am so grateful for my trials." It seems really counterintuitive, kind of frustrating and wrong and just hard. I mean, how can someone ever be really grateful for the difficult things that happen to them? They're painful memories, they're painful experiences that at the surface, it looks like it might be really difficult to pull out some gratitude from those situations. There was a blog post that came out recently on LDS.org about this very topic. And having learned from my own difficulties and challenges in life, yes, I can actually confirm that it is possible to feel gratitude for the hard things that happen to us. So here are a few ideas that the blog author, Ariel Monson, points out about how and why we should be grateful for our trials. So number one, trials help us connect with and have compassion for other people. I remember leaving on my LDS mission to Ohio about 10 years ago, and just before I left, my aunt was diagnosed with a really advanced form of breast cancer, and the prognosis was really not looking good. And I remember being really devastated by that, really distracted by that, and really worried about her condition. And she was always in the back of my mind as a missionary, and it was something that I was upset about. In my first area as a missionary, I met and I got the opportunity to teach a family whose mother had also recently been diagnosed with breast cancer. And being able to talk with them about our mutual feelings and experiences really brought us closer together, and it helped me feel more love and compassion for them than I might have been able to feel on my own. And I was really grateful for that. And I think that's a huge blessing that we can pull out of these situations, is that sometimes we go through difficult things so that we know how to comfort other people going through similar experiences. Also, our trials can unfold God's plans more clearly to us. Sometimes trials happen when our plans fall through, when someone breaks up with us, when we lose a job, when we have to move. And while these instances can be really devastating at the time, they can also open our lives up to other possibilities that may be better for us. They allow the Lord and us to work with what we're left with, and we create something totally new together. If something doesn't work out the way that I thought it would, it's usually because God is helping me to see a different path that would be better for me, and a path that I may not have been able to discover on my own. And I'm really grateful that certain plans in my life haven't come about, or else I know I wouldn't be where I am today, and I wouldn't be with the person I'm married to, I wouldn't be having a child, and I definitely wouldn't be as happy as I am today. Trials also bring us closer to God, and they help us feel His love and guidance more abundantly in our lives. Trials also help to see the purposes behind Jesus Christ's atonement more fully. I think that's especially prevalent when we lose a loved one. When that happens, when death touches our families and our loved ones, it makes heaven seem a lot closer and more real than ever before. Knowing when I've lost someone that's close to me, it gives me something great to look forward to in the future. And it makes me really grateful that it's possible through Jesus Christ that I can see them and be with them again. The author of this blog post, Ariel Monson, said, quote, "It helps me to think of the phrase, 'I'm grateful for trials,' as only part of the sentence. The full sentence is, I'm grateful for the opportunities for growth that have come through my trials. I'm grateful for the ways I've seen God at work in my life because of those circumstances." Close quote. Well, if you'd like to learn more about how to be stronger and more grateful because of your trials, I would suggest watching a few episodes of the Mormon Channel video series, Give Back. And this series highlights the LDS Church's humanitarian efforts and service provided around the world during devastating humanitarian and natural disasters. And when you see these people in this series who have just lost everything, but they allow themselves to be able to be served by the good people around them, and they're uplifted because of their faith in God, seeing that really will touch your heart and make you think about gratitude and trials and blessings in a whole new light. We're going to close today with a quote from Elder Stanley G. Ellis, and he said, "Hard makes us stronger, humbles us, and gives us a chance to prove ourselves. I think that's another really great benefit of trials, is that we can't go through a trial and come out the same person at the end of it. We can become bitter or better, but hopefully we will choose to become better and stronger than we were before with the Lord's help. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.